You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Outtakes.
Fuck. Right, here we go.
Turn your fucking light. Look at me. I look like powder. Can't even see my eyebrows. It's so bright, dude. But if I do it the other way, I look like I'm a glass of wine. So let's just do it this way.
Ready, set, fight.
Drew and Stu are on the air.
Ready, fight.
Whether you're fading with Drew or riding with Cam, this is the place to get your weekly NFL picks.
All right, well, welcome to the Drew and Stu podcast. I'm Julian Stone. That's Cam Stewart. Cam, happy birthday. Happy 30th. Hey! 30. You finally made it.
Hey, I made it, Drew. Didn't think. I thought I was 50 today. And I'm like, whoa, you got 365 more. And you know what I get at 50, Drew? The silver member club in Vegas. Because in Vegas, when you're 50, you're a senior because people drop dead due to gambling, drinking, and everything else. So in 1 year, I will get like $4 breakfast. Discounts. Ooh. Here. And you know what? People are like, I'm embarrassed to be done. I thrive on that stuff. You know, I don't care how old I am. If you want to give me half price meals and tokens and
free I never stuff, understood the whole like, oh, lie about your age because I don't want to be the old guy. It's just like, just take advantage of it. Like, people respect the older guy and you get advantages. Take advantage of the advantages you get.
Drew, you couldn't have said it any better. See, you're younger and smarter. Another thing about being an old guy, they treat horse players great. And I'm getting to be like horse player status guy. They love guys over 50. When those other losers spend $1,000 on sports betting tickets and go, here's your one drink ticket, sir.
Yep.
I could play literally $8 across the board race. And they're giving me a mittful, like the size of a sandwich. That's another tip I'll give people. Horse players get respect because I don't know what it is about sports betting. They're just like, nah, even though it makes them probably like tons of money because the horse race is going off every 2 minutes.
Because they know that you guys are going to be there for life. Like, you're coming back next week. You're coming back the week after. These young guys that walk in with $1,000 to bet on a horse race, they might not be back for 6-7 months. So they don't give a shit about those guys.
Good call, Drew. They don't give a fuck either. Want to know another thing? There's a horse race going off every 1 to 2 minutes in the world. So they're there. Like, I see guys in the horse book, like when I'm playing like on a blackjack bender, the same guys in the same seat. Kind of like those ladies who were at the Pens playing slots. It's the same way. They're just sitting in comfortable chairs.
Are you a guy that sits inside the horse track, or do you go outside and watch the race live?
I do both. I do both. When I have big money on a race, Drew, I go by the finish line and cheer it in. If I'm just kind of just having fun, like at Woodbine, I love going by. It's actually beautiful. You've seen that.
Oh, dude, I've gone there just for lunch, and like you sit and just watch the race. You don't even bet on it. Like, I'm just eating my free lunch, and then you go
downstairs. There's food there, and I'll tell you another thing. See, old man Cam, he's almost 50. More tips for the young guys out there. You can't get a bad meal at a dog track or a horse track because that's their bread
you there.
And butter.
Yeah, they want to keep you there.
Yes. Like, there's no like crappy food. They have like the best wings, the best sandwiches, everything.
In Vegas, I remember my wife was like, I don't want to get the $20 buffet. It's probably gross. I'm like, no, this is going to be fucking amazing. We go in there, there's steaks, roast beef, mashed potatoes, gravy, all the vegetables, because they want to keep you in the casino. They're not going to serve you shitty food.
Oh, Drew, you're just wise beyond your years. I used to go to this dump buffet. Like, it was one of my favorite places, actually. I don't tell people I stayed at the El Cortez. It smells like dead corpses and weed. That hotel, I told you, my girlfriend and I stayed for a month. It was literally $19. I'm like, here, sir, here's for the month. Then they knocked on our door after like 21 days. They're like, you have to leave. There's a law in Nevada that you have to leave a room after a certain amount of days because they either think you're dead or on the lam. See? More knowledge.
And I guess because people would just stay there forever then, right?
Yes. We were going to. I remember I was between jobs with Sportsnet or whatever. I'm like, I got 60 days off before I start my new job. I literally stayed in Vegas 39 days. I think we stayed 39 days. That is insane. I don't think anybody's done that. I had a great time. And I'll tell you another thing about it. Drew, you're absolutely correct. I went down. There's a hotel called the Fremont. It's on basically the old Vegas Strip.
Yeah, you love the old Vegas. You were the one that told me
their buffet was $14.99. They had like exactly what you're talking about. Not cheap cuts. They had like prime rib. They had to raise it because I thought they were losing money on the food deals and stuff. And also, there's a Tony Roma's there, and it's like, and another restaurant inside. Everything they do is so much better than the franchises we have here. They have to, because they got to bring in the people.
Well, and yeah, and I remember me and the wife went out for dinner on the Strip. We went to like, what was that, that shitty restaurant everyone goes to? Planet Hollywood. We went to Planet Hollywood. And it was like, it was like $28 for a burger and fries. And I was like, fuck this. Let's just go to the buffet again.
I met Fast Talk and Mike Vizey and Vince and those guys. They always stay at the Planet Hollywood. Actually, I like the Planet Hollywood. At night, it gets a little racier with sexy dealers. But I will say this, the food's very expensive.
Yes, yes. It's stupid. It's like, oh, you want a glass of water? It'd be $3. Like, why am I paying you $3 for a glass of water? It's like, oh, that's what our prices are. Okay, we'll see you later. I'm not coming back.
Check out the D though, Drew, too. If you're guys, me and Drew's happily married, and I have a long-standing girlfriend. But if you like dealers that, you know what I mean? Like, you're probably going to have to go to an establishment and pay for that. They dress up really sexy and they deal cards. It's at the, what other place called? The D. That place, and the D, they have a bar called Canada Bar, all Canadian stuff, and they have the biggest, longest bar from literally one end of the casino to the other with a million TVs. Great for sports watching.
That's cool.
D-Line, too. Where's my residuals there?
Where's your referral fee? All right, Cam, let's get into it. Yeah. So last night, I guess it was the night before. It was yesterday. Stephon Diggs traded from the Buffalo Bills to the Houston Texans. Blockbuster deal, shook the football world. Bills take on a $31 million dead cap it this season. They free up a bunch of cap space for the offseason next year. They'll have over $50 million in cap space next summer, but that doesn't help them this year. What did you think? What were your initial thoughts on the move, Cam?
I really don't like it from the Bills' perspective because I thought Diggs is a good player. But then again, I think this whole thing with Josh Allen was real. And I think after a while, Allen was sick and tired of Diggs getting in his face. Like, get me the ball, get me the ball. Kincaid turned out to be a great option at tight end. And remember, Knox was hurt and they have other guys on the team. Gabe Davis is more of a deep threat. As you know, you know everything about the Bills. They're your team. And, you know, we talk about this on other shows. It's just Diggs is a guy that never seems to be happy more than a few years in a situation. He left Minnesota very angry. He's a very emotional player, but I'm going to tell you this, if Houston doesn't get it right early, he'll be looking to leave there too.
Yeah. My thing is I hate it from the perspective that, obviously, like general manager Brandon Bean from the Buffalo Bills said the same thing. Obviously, the Bills aren't a better football team today than they were 2 days ago. I mean, he's an elite receiver. He's a top five receiver in the league.
He is.
Does he still have the speed to go deep? Probably not. But at the end of the day, the last 12 games of the season, he was averaging 45 yards receiving, Cam. Kincaid was ahead of him on the depth chart in terms of targets, and Shakir was ahead of him on the depth chart in terms of targets, and James Cook as well. So I think this is going to be a by committee approach to the Bills offense this year. They're not going to have a true number one. I think this is going to pay dividends for them a year from now. But this year, the Bills could take a little step back on offense. I know it doesn't matter with 17 under center. Everyone's going to be like, oh, they're going to be so bad this year. But I don't know about that. But Houston, Cam, Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, CJ Stroud, not Chris Stroud.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon, the running back. You said it. You said you had a crazy
Hunter.
Stat. Yeah, they got Danielle Hunter, got over 10 sacks, Joe Mixon over 1,000 rushing yards, and now Stephon Diggs over 1,000 receiving yards. First team ever, I think you said, to get all three of those in the offseason.
Yeah, here's the thing about Houston. Let's remember, too, Drew, they made us a lot of money last year. Mm-hmm. They were very close. They were tied with the Baltimore Ravens, and then in the second half, they were a young team, and Baltimore kind of figured them out, and they fell apart.
Stroud couldn't figure out the real defense. That was the issue. But he's got the experience now.
He's a rookie quarterback. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? They played Baltimore pretty damn good. I'm going to tell you something. The Houston Texans have improved their defense. They have great serviceable veterans that are going to show up. And I'll tell you something. Stroud has earned the respect of his teammates.
Yes,
they got a good coaching staff there. We're forgetting about Dalton Schultz. That guy's a wicked tight end,
unreal,
too. He catches it. Oh, dude, I'm a big fan. Dallas Cowboys, they lose this guy. They're talking about bringing Ezekiel Elliott back. Hey, good work, guys. America's team. Anyway, the Houston Texans. Yeehaw! That sounds like America's team. And I'll tell you, the Bills, don't worry about it, Drew. They're probably not going to beat Kansas City or whatever anyway. They have to have a reset. Plan B and C. A reset is the
They had to reset the cap.
And I just, this Diggs thing was going on. I think Allen handled it well. I think Diggs was always
I kind of feel bad because every single time Diggs spoke to the media, it was shit talking the team, like little tweets here, tweets there. Allen was silent the whole time saying, that's my brother. That's my guy. I love him. Blah, blah, blah.
Allen's a team guy.
I wish Josh would come out and be like, you know what? Fuck that guy. Like he's nothing but bothering me, complaining about everything, but he doesn't. He's just he's too nice, I guess. But I don't know. So let's look at the division odds, Cam. Now the Bills are they're still the favorites in the division, surprisingly. I thought they'd be going down. I'm going to wait. I think after the draft and the offseason, the Jets and Dolphins might go ahead of them in division odds. The Bills currently plus 150, Dolphins plus 180, Jets plus 240. Right now, today, with this Bills roster, are you trusting them to win this division still at plus 150?
Not necessarily, and I agree with you. Great point, Drew. I think you can take a gamble at plus 150, but I think they need almost a stellar draft. By the way, I have to ask you this before we get into the odds. So where does receiver now? Are these guys going to pick one up very early?
See, if I'm the Bills camp, this might be a bad opinion, but I think you trade back and take two in the second round. And you grew up on pick. Because everyone's like, you got to trade up and get Brian Thomas. Why not trade back at Leggett and Worthy in round two? Do what the Packers did. You saw the Packers got Dobbs, they got Wicks, they got Watson. They just loaded up on young receivers, and look how good their offense was. I think that's the better play than to go up and reach on a guy like Brian Thomas.
And let's talk about another player that the Houston Texans have. Nico Collins was a stud at Michigan.
Unreal.
They got him in the third round.
Exactly.
You don't need a first round guy unless he's a total game breaker. Look at the Seahawks. Unless he's an
alpha like Julio Jones or something, which I don't think these guys are after Marvin Harrison.
You know what, Drew? Another good point by you. And look what happened. Who was it? The Jacksonville Jaguars, Chenault. He was a stud at Colorado. He got released as a first-round guy, and Seattle just picked him up for peanuts.
Look at Quentin Johnson in L.A., yes, the Chargers. He was terrible last year.
What about who's the Rams receiver? Not even barely drafted.
Oh, Puka Nacua.
Nacua, what round he was? BYU?
Round five.
This is the thing. Russell Wilson was drafted deep. You just because guys have a draft board doesn't mean that is projected right. You have your own talent evaluators and what fits your system. I got to give it to McVay. That guy finds gems late in the draft. And I'm going to tell you, I love your strategy. I think you can find a guy in the second or third round. And you know what, Diggs? You've had a great career. It's a guy, they just got to move on from him. Too much negativity. Well, the Bills have already been negative.
He's also on the wrong side of 30, Cam. He might have a great year this year, but the Houston Texans are then on the board for the cap hit for the next 3 years after the fact. They're going to be paying a 34-year-old receiver $20 million. Yeah, they can probably cut him and get out of most of it, but still, it's still a weird play. I don't like it. I like it from Houston's perspective this year because you get Diggs with Nico and Dell. It's a great trio, but at the same time, you're so young and up and coming. I feel like you might stunt Nico's growth. He was so good to be the alpha in Houston. Why are you taking that away from him?
Here's another thing, Drew. When we looked at the Bills, their secondary was ravaged.
Yep.
And no offense to any wide receiver, unless you're the best in the game, you need to build the team on the lines. You build them on the secondary. The Bills already have two elite tight ends. They have a very good offensive line for running. They can get another part there, but they have to worry about their defensive backs. They need depth. And no offense, Hamlin, all these the other stories. Great stories. They need people.
They do.
And they need guys who are on the field all the time. Look what Seattle, I'll give Seattle credit. They got Witherspoon in the first round from Illinois. That kid's a killer. Honestly, Drew, he's going to get better and better and better. That's the type of guy I want. I want either a lineman that is so damn good and sound or a wicked, wicked cornerback. You could find a safety, second, third round, whatever.
Yep.
Worry about your defense right now. I still think the Bills have enough offensive threats. Shakir's one of the best possession receivers in the game.
Yeah, I think they're missing that big guy, but they drafted Justin Shorter last year who got hurt, and he's huge. I just think that I think if I'm them, you trade that first rounder, get two more twos, then you have three second round picks. You can get two receivers there in the second round. I think it's just as good as reaching. I don't want them to trade up. I know everyone's saying trade up for Brian Thomas. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Don't do it.
It's just, Cam, am I weird for not liking? I don't like when the guy is the second best receiver on his team going in the first round. We saw it. Then again, it worked out with Devontae Smith and Waddle from Alabama. But I don't know if Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers are the same. What do you think?
I think your earlier point was the best. Green Bay changed their franchise. Love sat 1 year behind Rodgers, learned. And he got better and better and better. Romeo Doubs and all these guys, they are not household names, and they were fine. You can actually get a receiver, look at his numbers, and they can, as long as they can read a playbook and run perfect routes, you could get a steal in the third or fourth round that should have been first or second round talent, I think. I know this sounds insane. I think the receiver position is overrated, and a lot of guys going deep can do things that you need. But unless you're the elite of the elite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which there's two. If you're not, in my opinion, it's Harrison and Neighbors. Everyone else is in the mix.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. I was going to say in the NFL, Justin Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Chase, yeah. But even that, Justin Jefferson was the fourth receiver taken in his draft. That just shows you, Cam, how random this is. You never know who's going to be the elite guy. We saw it with the Odell Beckham, Mike Evans draft. Sammy Watkins was the first one taken, and he was the worst one. It's just, you never know. It's right. I don't know. But anyways, Cam, let's look at the Texans. They're now plus 120 to win the AFC South. The Jaguars are plus 275. Is there any way you'd lean off the Texans winning this division right now?
No, no. And the thing is,
and you're a Jags guy.
I am a Jags guy, and I learned last year, I don't know, like, do we know if Trevor Lawrence is going to shake it off and get better? Is it a permanent injury? Is it something that's going to affect? I've seen a lot
He's got Gabe Davis as wide receiver one now, Cam. It's gotten worse, I think.
That guy is a one wide receiver one. It's pretty simple. DBs get back. All the guy does really is run 60. Exactly. Like, what are you going to do? You think he's going to, he's not running like a 10 yard, like.
He's a very good blocker. I'll give him that.
He is a good blocker, but he's also a deep threat. And the thing about Lawrence, another problem with this is he's injured. Mm-hmm. He's going to have time to set up these plays for Davis that usually go deep. This is not a good recipe. I don't know if he's better, Drew. I'll tell you one thing. I pray for him. I know you're a Clemson guy, and I don't like to see quarterbacks' careers end. As I told you before, and I've told this story many times, I'm a Seahawks fan, and I almost had tears in my eyes watching them end Robert Griffin's career, and they didn't mean to do it. That was Sean Shanahan for leaving him out there in a playoff game. He got murdered. He was hurt, and he got hurt again and again and again. He was never the same quarterback. I worry that Lawrence actually can have a regressive move from
this. I think he'll be okay. My thing is, we'll see. If you're a Jags fan, Cam, you're watching what Houston just did. Drafted a quarterback high. Use all that salary cap space to now load up at receiver, load up on defense, load up your team. You've made the playoffs in year one, and then you look at the Jags, you're like, this is year three, and we just missed the playoffs. Like, where's our plan to ascend into the thing? Like, what happened to the Jags?
I know. It's really weird, and they're just, they've, like, reverted back. Drew, just quickly, since we're talking about football right now, I'm not saying this team is going to win, but I'm looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers at 10-1 to win the North.
Yep. Yep.
I don't know how good their quarterbacks are going to play. All I know is one thing. They got a damn good defense, and that number should be closer to, in my opinion, to 6. Not and 10. That's a crazy number.
Very, very good head coach. And Russell Wilson wasn't as bad as people make it out to be last year, Cam. I know Sean Payton likes to talk a lot of trash about him, but, I mean, if Russell can just win 12 games, that might be enough to win this division. They're going to beat up on each other, Cam. All four teams are pretty good.
Say Lamar gets hurt. Joe Burrow's already coming off an injury. We don't know a lot of things.
What if TJ Watt is healthy? We saw how good the Pittsburgh Steelers are with TJ Watt in the lineup.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, on their worst days, should not be 10-1 to win a division. That's just my point.
They could beat any
value. I'm not going to say they're going to win, but that's a great price, Drew. Great price.
Yeah, I agree with you, Cam. That's a crazy price. I think the same thing can be said for the Philadelphia Eagles being the underdog to the Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys, I've already bet. Wins under? Everything under. Dak Prescott, we don't even know about his legal situation. This team has done nothing. Yep. Their defense reeks. They get hurt all the time. I'm telling you, great call by you. Like, I think Washington – I'm going to say something absolutely insane on the show right now. I think the Washington Commies are going to almost have the same record as the Dallas Cowboys.
Cam, craziest thing. I'm about to lay a big bet here.
Oh, yeah.
The over-under –
crazier.
The over-under on total wins for the Pittsburgh Steelers is 7.5.
Over.
Mike Tomlin's never been below 500 in his career as a head coach. Why is his total 7.5?
Well, Drew, let's just finish this show and click that and put it in the portfolio. And I'm also going to click the Dallas Cowboys under because I forgot. I wrote a note to myself to do that. So here, everybody, draft's right around the corner. Me and Drew are already giving you something. And how about Houston to win that division at that price?
And what do you think Houston Texans?
I actually think it's a steal.
Houston Texans win total is still 9.5, Cam. What do you think of that?
I'd go, look at their division.
Yeah, I think they win 12 games.
I think they can win. Yeah, I think they'll win probably 11 or 12. So you know what? I'll take a chance. And is it to plus money? It might even be to plus money at that.
No, it's minus 120, right? 9.5.
Okay, not 20 is nothing. We lay 20 cents in a baseball game all the time.
100%. Yeah, I love the Steelers over. I love the Houston over. I kind of still like the Bills over 10.5 just because they dominate their division.
I got to be honest with you. That one, here's the deal.
I think they're going to be 11-7, Cam. Will they win that division with 11-7? No, but can they win 11 games with Josh Allen? That's all you're asking them for.
There's a lot of questions. Rodgers, will he be healthy? I don't know. Jets are doing a few good things. Dolphins, a little bit overrated, but is Tua going to play better? They never played with all their weapons all year. Maybe the Bills are improved. You know what? Is it addition by subtraction? Maybe the locker room will be better. I don't know. But all I know, Drew, is I'm going to need more. This is the thing, and I think you can agree with this. I'm going to need more than plus 150 to take the division with Buffalo.
Cam, my thing is, 2 years ago, Tyreek Hill leaves KC. Chiefs go into the third favorite in their division odds because they're like, oh.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mahomes without Tyreek, he's got no weapons. Juju as his number one receiver. What do? Win 12 games, win the division, win the goddamn Super Bowl. I think as long as you have the quarterback position figured out in the NFL, everything else just falls into place. And that's why I think...
You know what, Drew? You seem like the guy that turned 49 today. You got a lot of knowledge. Like, you're right. You're getting older and smarter every single day.
Everyone, and all the media was like, oh, it's the Chargers' turn to win the division because Tyreek's gone. Oh, it's the Raiders' turn to win the division because Tyreek's gone. And this offseason, you're going to hear it. It's the Dolphins' division to lose. It's the Jets' division to lose with Aaron Rodgers. Then come December, you're going to be like, wait a second. The Bills are winning the division by two games.
This is the same media, other than a couple guys, and I'll give Gabe credit, that said, oh, the Green Bay Packers are going to suck or whatever. They turned into like the hottest team. They should have beat San Francisco that damn game. Like,
they should have.
At the end of the year, they were the scariest team in the league. So everybody needs to pump the brakes. The whole thing is, I've learned this from all reports, like all these media reports too. Like when I watch the Blue Jays, the media reports, I'm like, No, that's not true. Like hey, a pig is still a pig. If you put lipstick on a pig, it's a pig, right?
Yeah, I agree with you, Cam. And you know who I will say right now, before we'll get into more in the offseason.
I butchered that pretty bad, but you.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. I got you. Everyone knows. It's your birthday. We can't roast you too hard. The Detroit Lions, Cam, I think they're going to fall off a cliff this season. And they're the second favorite to win the conference. I think they had their upshot. I think it's done.
Green Bay to win the division. You heard it here, Packer fan. Love looks like he's really into it. He's getting better and better, making Mahomes-like throws. All those young receivers, if they don't get injured, they're going to get better. They played with a lot of valuable pieces on the offensive line and DB. They lost a lot of their guys. Like, here's the thing about Detroit. I love the team. But Dan Campbell, for all of his genius, will do so many stupid things in games, and he'll cost them a couple games this year. Give me the Green Bay Packers and a box full of cheese. I'm taking the Packers. I know, like, a lot of people think, oh, Detroit's the new fresh team. I like Detroit. Don't get me wrong. I prefer Detroit. I like the Bears. Like, I'm not a Packer fan at all. One of my best friends is. I hear about the Packers a lot. But you know what? This is the time to get on the Packers.
They're gonna Cam, you got a Philadelphia, Green Bay, Houston Texans, Pittsburgh Steelers parlay, 250-1, four divisions.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the three and leave Pittsburgh out for now, and we'll do like
17.
I just want to have one that, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want that killing. Like, it's hard. I'm just saying it's a good price.
I'm going to sprinkle the Steelers on a bunch of division bets, though, Cam.
Oh, I am too, Drew. But I'm saying I'm going to do the massive parlay with bigger units on the three, and then we'll put another something together that pays boxcars with the Steelers.
Cam, and weirdly, right? Am I weird to think Arizona has a chance to win the South or the West?
I'm going to tell you something. No. San Francisco's a great team, but the way they lose, you know what the funny thing is? And a lot of my best friends are Niner fans. People talk about Dallas choking. What have the Niners done? Tell me. Tell me. When was the last time they won a Super Bowl? When was the last time they got the credit
for making it, Cam. That's it. They're like, oh, they make all these championship games.
Ravens lost in the power storm. Yeah. They had a lead against the Chiefs with Jimmy Garoppolo. Threw it down. I almost like got murdered in Vegas.
And they're up 10 in the fourth quarter.
And this year. But they also have bad luck. If Greenway didn't get hurt in that game, they would have beat the Chiefs, but they don't get it done, so it doesn't matter.
Shanahan is, I think, our new generation's Andy Reid. I think he's never going to win the big one until he leaves San Fran.
Comments. Shane C., Mississauga. Remember, he always comes up. I saw him last week, Niner fan, right?
Andy Reid and Philly, Cam, could never win the big game. Made five championship games, could never win it. I think Shanahan's got that issue. I don't know what to do. I think he needs to go somewhere else, and I think that's what's going to have to happen for him.
He did a horrible job in the playoffs. They were lucky to beat Green Bay. They didn't play well at all. And honestly, I know they were unlucky, but have a game plan.
It looked like they weren't even ready for the Super Bowl, Cam.
I agree. Like,
you have George Kittle talking all this nonsense before, and then he gets one catch in the Super Bowl. George Kittle?
Dude. Yeah. Those Kittle props were fun, Drew, when I looked at my account that day. Great Super Bowl. Thanks.
Pissed me off. All right, Cam, let's move on to the ice tonight. So we both disliked and liked the Stephon Diggs trade. We liked it for Houston, didn't really like it for the Bills, but we understand it from the cap perspective. The ice, huge slate of games tonight, Cam. Before we get into the NHL, let's talk about, you said you have some inside information. You think the Denver Pioneers game is going way under the number.
Not inside information, just doing a deeper dive. And usually all these guys, you know, these gambling sites and stuff, hey, this bet is correlated. Well, sometimes it's not, but this one is. If you like the Denver Pioneers, they're not going to win a track meet game. That line right now is 7. They win games 2-1 in double overtime. Drew, they all their success come from games 3-2, 2-1, 4-3, even 4-3, max. Mm-hmm. That's a push. Give me, because you like Denver too as a dog.
Yep.
I like the under 7 as one of my best bets for the Frozen Four. And I hate to say it, Michigan's had a nice story. So we'll confirm for people that didn't watch our last episode, Boston College.
Yeah.
We'll take Boston College, Denver under 7. Those are the bets.
And yeah, I'm taking Denver outright to win the tournament right now at 5-1, and I'll hedge in the finals if they make it. That's how
Sounds
it works.
Good.
All right, Cam, we got a huge slate of games tonight on the ice. The games I'm targeting, I like Pittsburgh over Washington. I think Washington's fallen off a cliff. I know everyone's saying like they're going to make the playoffs. I think Pittsburgh's surprisingly making a drive for the playoffs at the end of the year, Cam. I don't want to get in front of this Penguins team right now. So I like the Penguins tonight. I also like the San Jose Sharks to upset the LA Kings. I think the LA Kings are going to lay an egg.
Don't mention the San Jose Sharks to me. Drew, I did shows this week. I have Sharks like +1.5. And then, they're down +2.5, +3.5. Thank God. Their last game, they lost by 3. If I lose that bet, I kept on chasing and chasing. SJ Sharky, I expected them to be better at the end of the season.
True.
I'm not. Here's the thing, Drew. You want to talk about the best team who is hot, making people money, and a team that a lot of people don't like, the Montreal Canadiens are the best team. They beat Florida. They're beating teams. They're murdering teams. They are a money-making machine over the last couple weeks.
True. Tampa's rolling, though, Cam. They're 10-1-1 in their last 12 games.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to hop in front of them right now.
I almost want to take Montreal, but we'll see. So I like Pittsburgh as well, Drew. I think that's probably one of my favorite games. Would you lay 55 cents with Carolina against Boston?
Probably not. I don't know if I like that.
I got one for you. Are we going to do the Panthers turning into a house cat with no teeth? These guys have been awful recently.
Brutal.
I almost want to take the Ottawa Senators, who seemingly every year, just like Buffalo, win useless games when it doesn't matter. Give me the Senator +130.
I like it, Cam. I also like the Calgary Flames to beat Winnipeg, because Winnipeg is one of the worst teams in the league right now. They've been losing everything. Give me Calgary +180 on the road in Winnipeg. Winnipeg probably the
Any
worst.
Any totals?
Yeah, I do like the under in Minnesota-Colorado. I think Colorado wins this game 4-1. I don't think Minnesota can score enough goals.
Good call.
And I like the over in LA Kings-San Jose Sharks. I think there's going to be a lot of goals. Both teams can't keep the puck out of their net. I think 6 is too little. I think it should be 7.5.
I like the over. I think the Ottawa game might go over, but it's 6.5. No, it over is sneaky in a team that plays a lot of overs on the road. I like Islanders Jackets over 6.
Really? I feel like the Islanders don't score enough.
That's kind of a myth. They kind of do now. And when they go in there, like, it's not the same with Patrick Waugh behind the bench. I think this game's got written 5-3, 4-3 written all over it. And at 6 flat, at 4-2, it's a push. I will take the over in the Islanders and Blue Jackets, but I love your picks, Drew. By the way, you know what, Drew? What are the Canadians again? Small play?
+130, yeah.
I think I got +140 on one of my books. Small sprinkle on the Canadians. I don't get off a hot team right now. They're en fuego.
My rule, Cam, is you don't get off red when it keeps in red. So until Tampa starts losing, I'm not getting on them. I can't get off them. Though Montreal has beat Florida.
But Montreal's winning too.
I know.
They're both.
It's between a rock and a hard place. What's the saying when two, like, not magnets, the forces are about to hit, and like, you can't, unstoppable force meets an immovable object.
That's it. Bill Nye, the science guy. I don't give a fuck. Whatever it is, we got two hot teams playing each other. I'll take the dog. How's that for a stay? I don't even know what you're talking about. Like my lipstick on a pig stuff, where me and we're the worst at butchering sayings. Like we're like
the worst
morons.
Yeah,
those two guys from the Muppets, Waldorf and Stellar. Drew and Cam. Oh, he's fucking wrong with their jokes. He's fucking idiots. Yeah, no, yep. I honestly I love those guys. Yeah,
they're the best. Cam, before we get out of here, the Valero Texas Open has already teed off.
Yep.
One of our guys, Ryan Moore, is near the top leaderboard. He's 2 under. Some other guys you want to keep around. Any live bets you like for the viewers?
Yeah, I am going to take a couple live bets. Drew, why don't you get me? I'm going to get to the golf. I don't understand
why
pops up. So why don't you just why don't you read me some guys right now? I'm struggling with my computer.
We got Max Homa and McCarthy T2, Thompson Fox and Moore T4, Morikawa's T7. They're all 2 under, Cam. Harmon's at 1 under. There's a lot of guys that haven't teed off yet. My boy Gim is one under through 17.
Ooh, the Gim Reaper?
Yep. I like a little sprinkle on Matsuyama. I think all the injury stuff came out. I like that, Cam. He's 20-1, still alive. Rory McIlroy, one under through two. I mean, if you're ever going to win something for Rory, it's going to be the tournament before the major that you want to win. So I think Rory's live here as well.
I already have Rory first round leader, 22-1. I bet Hideki at 25, so I'm going to look for something else. I really like Alex Noren. I bet him at 35 in the tournament. He's 30 now. But if you're looking for a crazy, crazy, crazy long shot, I took him last week, and I'm not getting off him. There's two guys that I like, Drew. I like Billy Horschel, and I like Batea. He was leading going into the back nine yesterday. And I also think Nasty Nate Lashley at 175-1 is somebody, like, definitely for like a live top 20 bet. He's been playing very good golf and falling under the radar.
What about Fleetwood?
I don't touch Tommy Fleetwood. He's you want to talk about a Sunday guy who likes to choke on it? Him. Nice guy, though. I really think Tommy Fleetwood's a cool dude. But honestly, Drew, I've had him so many tournaments, and I'm like, dude, you're doing it again. Like, after a while, when a guy can't come through for you and is literally finishing second.
Damn, I've had so many tournaments where I've had Fleetwood on a ticket, and it's just like, why do I even do this to myself? I'm like, oh, maybe he's got it this time. Nope. It's just always nope.
He's so good, too. Like, he's so good. But I just don't bet him.
I mean, he makes tons of money because he finishes second and third. If you're going to be a pro golfer, as long as you can get there. So my only live bet I want to make, Doug Gim, the Gim Reaper, like you call him, 150-1 right now. So I'll throw a little less sprinkle on him. But
Gim is dead to me after not making the cut when I had him. I think the last tournament he really hurt me, and I had him in a matchup bet as well. But good luck to you in the Gim Reaper. He'll probably do very well this week when I'm not taking him.
All right, for your birthday, Cam, before we get out of here, give us some crazy 200-1 golfer in this tournament. I don't know if you have the board in front of you. It's birthday luck. I'm gonna bet it blind just because it's your birthday, and I believe in that stuff. I'm weird, superstitious.
Really?
Guy.
Okay. Yeah. So you want a live 200-1?
I want a bomb
golfer, like a crazy bomb.
Yeah.
Like crazy? Okay, hold on. You got to give me a second here. Sorry, people.
It's all good.
I got to view all. Okay, I'm here. Let me see here. Oh, God, I went to the wrong. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Oh yeah, yeah. I already bet him at 150-1. Alejandro Tosti, I bet him before the tournament, 150-1, finished like third last week. Watch out for Tosti. He's one of the bigger, hotter players. And another bomb, I would go with
Alejandro Tosti.
What do you got Tosti at?
150-1.
Is that good enough, or do you want more?
Oh, wait, no, he's more than that. He's 1,500-1 because of his live odds. So he must be doing bad.
Oh, does that mean he started off poorly? Uh-oh. Yeah. Let's forget that bet then. Oh, jeez. sorry, I'm really... I'm not, okay, main... Man, why is everything so hard to find now? Like, Drew, give me some... Drew, just give me a list of everybody 150-1, rapid-fire and over, and I'll pick one, because I'm
okay.
A stooge right
Montgomery,
now.
Highsmith, Teeter, Barnes, Riley, Tosti, Pareto, Whaley, Sullivan, Luke Donald, J.B. Holmes, Kevin Kisner, Jimmy Stanger, Nicholas Lindheim... Joel Damon, Zach Blair, Goddard, Ryan Palmer, Sloan.
Goddard. Give me Chris Goddard. I like Chris Goddard. What is he? 300?
2,500-1.
So 20, that's 250. No, 25,000-1. He's 250-1.
No.
Correct?
No.
Knock off the zeros.
No. He's 200. He's 2,500-1.
Like 2,500-1?
Yeah. 2,500, then two more zeros.
So you're telling me he's like six over right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find him on the leaderboard.
Ugh, this sucks.
Oh, okay, I got him here. He's three over through 16. He's T101.
Okay, can we pass on that?
You might have
to edit some of this out, even though it's pretty funny.
No, it's fine. It's fun. Hey, I'll give you the guys who have played one hole. I won't even tell you the odds. You tell me who you like the best. So Vijagas, Shirk,
no.
Ego, Russ Henley, Batia, Kim, Ches Reavy, Svensson, Matsuyama, Nardi, Lashley, and Shelton.
Give me Lashley and Svensson. Okay, small sprinkles, $5 on each guy, and they're 10 or $10, whatever. You'll get over thousands, a couple
all
thousands.
Right. Done. So we're betting on Lashley then.
Dude, when I see Nate, Drew, I've had this guy at 700-1, and he made a huge move like the last couple weeks, but he always runs out of holes. Maybe this week he can get it done. If Nate Lashley wins this tournament, dude, we're going into the Masters flush.
Yeah, and he's 110-1 live, so here you go. I'm making the bet. All right, Cam, that does it for today's show. Happy birthday once again. Happy Dirty 30. Thank you. You doing any celebrations with the wifey tonight?
No, a Monday night's a Saturday night for me. Same thing. I'll do. I work with Marenzi tonight. I'll have a couple glasses.
You didn't
of wine,
book a night off for your birthday?
No, why? I'm a grown man, Drew. I'm Fair. Not going to Chuck E. Cheese.
You never know. Maybe the girls can take you with keg or something.
If I was 8 years old and wearing my hockey jersey and meeting Mr. Munch at Chuck E. Cheese, sure, I'd take the damn day off. But I got to work and get paid. Like, dude, once you're over, how old are you now, Drew?
33.
So you're still kind of celebrating birthdays, but once you hit that.
I mean, not really, Cam. Once you have kids, it's just like not your birthday.
Oh, yeah, once you have kids, it's about them and their birthday and their Halloween and their Christmas and everything, right?
Yes.
Anyway, I couldn't care less about my birthday struggling. I'm going to have a good one, though.
Well, I hope you have a good one, Cam. I hope you hit all your bets tonight for good birthday luck. I hope you all hit all of your bets this weekend. We will see you on Tuesday. Please click like, please click subscribe, and good luck, everybody.
This has been Drew and Stu. Follow Drew at Producer Drew and Cam at Cam Stewart Live. May the winners be yours and all of the best bets hit.